88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Radiohead and Lucky. You heard that, Radiohead, and it's Friday, 1 o'clock. You know what that means. It's Friday on a Friday.
Ooh.
Well, Jason, thanks for dragging your skeletal bones in to be a part of Friday on a Friday. I know you've been under the weather.
Yeah.
You sound great.
Thank you.
I guess I'll do the heavy lifting on this program today.
Please.
So I just played Lucky from Radiohead, and Tom York has been playing some solo shows, as you've been seeing, in Australia. I don't know if he's gone to Tokyo yet. Everywhere that's nowhere near us. But they say that he played solo some songs like All I Need, Lucky, and Kid A. Tom York plays Radiohead songs solo live for the first time in 2 decades.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw that post. I was just like, what?
So he's playing them by himself.
Yeah.
But he also recently said, you guys, you know, who cares about fans? I'm not doing a Radiohead reunion because you want one. What does it all mean, yeah, Dr. Friday?
What does it mean, Thomas?
All right, let's move forward. We're just going to say that Tom's dipping his toe into Radiohead music.
Fine.
A tour is coming, 2025, and we will travel to see it anywhere he plays, hopefully a little closer than Australia.
That would be nice, yes.
Would we like to discuss the Dodgers? We weren't able, of course, we had to come in here. We weren't able to go to the special celebration at Dodger Stadium or the parade, although you're not feeling the greatest, so maybe it's best for everyone.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, yeah.
I know.
Cough on the mic.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too, the parade or the special event at Dodger Stadium. Anyways, I thought it would be cool and fun and interesting, but of course I'm not feeling hot, so...
And we have to bring the music to the people. That's our main goal.
I know.
But congratulations, Los Angeles Dodgers. If anyone from the team is listening, we love you. We were there almost every single game watching, except for a lot of early games, and we have jobs. But anyway, what a fantastic series.
Phenomenal.
And really going out in a bang. And you guys, Dodgers, you guys made us so proud. Dave Roberts. Nice job.
Seriously.
Nice job, bro.
Serious.
Should I say on air that I was, good thing I'm not the coach, I was like, why is Freddie Freeman playing? He has a hurt ankle. And then he's like the best player ever. So I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, I know. It's mind-blowing to see. Well, he also said, I mean, he had to go through a lot of...
At like 4 hours of PT every day.
Daily.
That's insane. I go to 40 minutes of PT and I'm like, I'm out of here.
Exactly. Right. But, you know, I guess when you're a professional... athlete making the dough
millions of dollars
that he does.
You
yeah,
stick with the PT.
Yeah, you kind of got to do it.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so we've got a bunch of great new music to play. The Irish band Inhaler, Son of Bono in this band. They've got actually they're playing Hollywood Palladium tonight.
Might
have been going if you weren't ill.
Oh, you're welcome.
But this one, you can actually hear Bono a little. I'm sure he doesn't want to hear this comparison too much. You can hear a little Bono in his voice. But this is a new song. I really dig it. It is called Your House. It starts a house theme that we're going to be playing on a Friday.
Oh, I like it.
The band is Inhaler. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Right around 6 or something, there I was, barefoot in the street. I'd wear a thought I'd throw to your door, and I'd been there before, but I ain't.
wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around. A crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to move.
Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Friday to Friday, everybody.
Party.
Jason Friday's here.
Here I am.
Julie Slater, your midday host.
Yes, you are.
We do a program together.
La, 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 la.
Well, you're singing, even though you're ill. That sounds great.
That's because I really have to just lightly do it. Otherwise, it's...
Oh, yeah, please, no coughing.
Okay.
Okay, so we love honoring musicians creating music in our own backyard. It's our local music spotlight. Mm-hmm. And the band Livingmore, we've been playing them a long time. I have been friends with Spencer Livingston from the band for over a decade. I remember when I was doing the show Out on a Limb on the weekends here, I was playing out doing shows, and so was he, and we would go to each other's show. He was just a young little child.
He was a young little tyke.
And now he's a man. He's married, actually, to his, which I predicted that he would be together. He joined forces with Alex Moore, and I was like, oh, you guys are going to be dating, and then bam. So I think I didn't even get invited to the wedding, which was weird.
I know.
Anyway, they have a song that kind of fits the season. Their latest album is called The Garden, and this is goes along with our house theme. The song is House. Happy November. Happy Friday. Happy Dodgers winning the World Series week.
Woo!
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Gone.
Album Rome coming out in December, and that was the song Mr. November. You can thank this one right here for doing some fantastic edits on that, because he does say the F-bomb about 25,000 times in that song, and I got those out of there.
I know. He does like bombing the place with those words.
I'm a musical seamstress, so to speak.
You are, in very many ways.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We come in here every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. And just a crazy week with the Dodgers win, with Halloween. We're already going into November. It's Day of the Dead.
Crazy.
Yeah. You have a great costume on. Oh, wait. You're just sick.
Thank you. Yes.
We've got coming up in the next set. So I like to tease. Each week I do an 88.5 album dive. Every single day we dig into a record. Next week, Katie Gavin from Muna has a solo record. Just came out called What a Relief. Wow. We're going to dig into that. Do you know when we dig into it next?
When?
Right after this set, which is coming up. Music comes back faster. Did I get that right?
We're ready to wrap up 2024, and the SoCal Sound is inviting you to our first ever year-end concert, Saturday, December 7th at the historic Alex Theater with Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard. Also performing, Truesdale, Brett Denon, and the talented Rosa Lynn. A portion of the proceeds directly benefit independent radio and public media here in Southern California. Join us on December 7th for our year-end concert. Tickets are on sale now at thesocalsound.org, thealex.com, and Ticketmaster.
And a special thanks to our friends at Subaru of Glendale.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. Music is an amazing thing. It brings people together, it heals and inspires, and it makes the SoCal sound what it is. Music discovery and music history. Join me every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. as we take a journey through new music, forgotten B-sides, Cover Me at 4:30, and 120 Seconds at 5:30. Tune in every weekday afternoon on homegrown, listener-supported 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Community amplified.
Support comes from Drummer Records, presenting James Tonic and his new single, The Devil, that's available to stream now. Ahead of the release of his new album, Stuck in L.A., James Tonic performs live at the Association in Los Angeles on November 16th. James Tonic tour info and tickets are available at james.com. I think you're the devil.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Mary J. Blige on the For My Fans tour at Intuit Dome on March 1st. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Mary J. Blige, Intuit Dome, March 1st.
Let's get it.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at thesocalsoundontap.org. That's the SoCal Sound on Tap.
88.5 The SoCal Sound, where Southern California finds new music.
I saw your mom in my dream. She called me in a horse, and I felt released and out of. Just keep walking, walking, I'll keep walking, I'll keep walking, walking, I'll keep walking. And I won't look at you online once in a while. I hope you're alive and your rent is still cheap. I hope you get twice all I've received. And it feels like relief to know that some of this was my fault. You are not the villain after all. I'm at peace with you. And if I ever see you on the street, I'll just keep.
Thank you.
Gavin, lead singer of Muna, and that's the song Keep Walking. I had to do some musical seamstressing on that song as well.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of edits. So that's the record, What a Relief, Katie Gavin's new solo album. And all next week, we're going to really be digging into that record. So tune in every weekday just after 12 noon next week for our 88.5 album dive. Bon Iver, while we were on vacation, we haven't even talked about our vacation.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
We went to Portland and also parts of the coast of Oregon.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. We got to see Haley Hendricks.
Amazing.
Which was the most amazing song.
Wow.
I wanted to pull her. She has some new music. We'll play it next week. The show was fantastic and really just had such a great time. But also just being in Portland, it was colder there. They've got all the trees, the colors of the leaves. We even saw some rain. It was really, really, really fun. But anyway, while we were gone, Bon Iver came out with a 3-song EP, Sable. We've played one of the songs, Spayside, so far, but this is another one, Things Behind Things Behind Things.
Oh, I like that.
Bon Iver. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I get caught looking in the mirror on the regular. And what I see there resembles some competitor. I see things behind things behind things. And there are rings within rings within rings. I am afraid of changing. And when it comes a time to check and rearrange it, there are things behind things behind things. And there are rings within rings within rings. I never lose. And who's the benefactor? And how to move without touching every interactor? When there are things behind things behind things. And there are rings within rings within rings.
I figured you were a fan.
Of course I was, especially of this record. It had some bangers on there.
Yeah, so the album Discovery, which came out in 2001, it's being reissued because it's part of an anime movie.
That's awesome.
Which is being reissued in 4D, if I got that right.
Yeah, wow.
And so that was the song, was it Veritas? Veritas Quo.
I like it.
I know it had a nice groove to it. It sounds like, what's one of those, what was that old game you would play where you're almost playing like table tennis with each other back Pong. In the 80s?
Pong.
Was it Pong?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's it. Anyway, it kind of reminds me of the music that would go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very nostalgic and like, I don't know, familiar sound. I dig it.
Yeah. I pulled this next song. So this is it's a new song from the band Sports Team. They're from Cambridge.
Okay.
You're going to love this. So the song is called Condensation. They say, since you've been ill lately, you might relate. It's a song about sweat. They say we had 2 years away from playing live and wanted to capture the physicality of being in a packed room with people you love at a gig or anywhere else, or maybe in bed when you're getting hot and then suddenly cold when you have a fever.
Yes. Oh, God. The feeling is so kind and loving and sweet. It's just like, holy geez, I want it all the time.
It's new music from Sports Team. It's Friday on a Friday, for heaven's sakes. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Time is in the master waters. back off the track. This train's gotta run today. I spent a little time on the mountain. I spent a little time on the hill. Heard some say better run away. Others say you better stand still. Now I don't know, but I've been told it's hard to run with the way to go. Other hands I've heard it said that it's just as hard with the way to
New Speedway Boogie. Do you want to know how incredible this show is? That's from the album The Day of the Dead, Dead Covers. And here we are, Day of the Dead right now.
That's right, Dia de los Muertos.
It is a great time to celebrate and remember those who are no longer with us.
Absolutely.
I like to remind people that Hollywood Forever does a really beautiful Day of the Dead. Yeah, I think you do need tickets, but there's a gorgeous, gorgeous decorations on the tombstones there, and just flowers and pictures, and it's really a really gorgeous event.
That's special. I like that. I mean, I love that place as it is, let alone that. That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's really nice, happening all weekend. Okay, so it's a new month. We have a new artist in residence, Mr. Mondo Cosmo, Josh, a friend of ours.
Joshy!
He's on the tour on the East Coast right now with people, a lot of people we know, but also your brother, Sean Friday, playing drums.
That's right.
I saw they've been posting a lot of pictures, which is pretty cool, and they said they're just having the time of their life. Your brother played on the record, Mondo Cosmo's new album. It's Principle. So Mondo Cosmo, Josh, is going to be guest DJing every Saturday of the month. So there's 5 Saturdays in November. So tune in tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. for his first show.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to get into it's time to wrap up the program already. Here we go. You get to lay down after this.
No, I want to stay here.
remember the song on It's Principle that sounds very Radiohead-ish?
Of course. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think it was track 6. It was the one that we chose to open or to play on one of our shows, I believe.
A Sundown in the Age of Fear.
Amazing.
It's really nice. So we're going to end the show with this. Happy, happy November. Happy World Series champions. Hope you got a chance to go to the parade and celebrate our boys in blue.
Oh, yeah.
Jason's wearing a Dodger jersey that has a lot of phlegm on it.
Yeah.
Feel better, Jason. Thank you for still, you know, the show must go on.
That's right. Hang loose.
Matt Pinfield's coming up next. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Until next time, my pretties.
This is a song called Closet.
Closet.